USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again defending the withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters there was no good options for a final withdrawal.
What has unfolded over the past month has proven decisively that it would have taken a significant American troop presence, multiple times greater than what President Biden was handed, to stop a Taliban onslaught. And we would have taken casualties. American men and women would have been fighting and dying once again in Afghanistan. And President Biden was not prepared to send additional forces or ask any American personnel to do that over the period ahead.
Facebook users won't be seeing any content that promotes the Taliban. That's because the social media giant is keeping a ban on those posts in place. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A new survey from The Vacationer shows 137 million American adults plan to travel for the Labor Day holiday this year. Despite all that travel, COVID-19 and the Delta variant is either a big concern or a slight concern when people are considering their Labor Day plans. Of those polled, most plan to travel by car and more than half plan to attend a barbecue or a cookout. Nearly 25% of those will spend $500 or more on Labor Day travel. New details are coming out regarding Afghanistan's new Taliban leader.
When President Obama released five Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the five men released by Obama. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on our top story today regarding Afghanistan, many people are questioning what will happen now that the Taliban seems to have control of the country.
With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz tells CNBC that the country is likely to devolve into what he calls a cesspool of terrorism.
I think at the end of the day, you have two choices in Afghanistan. You have a small presence focused on counterterrorism and supporting the Afghan military, or you face what we're facing now, which will be a cesspool of terrorism. The problem is terrorism that happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We will see Al-Qaeda 3.0. They are working closely with the Taliban, and they do intend to attack America again. That's not just according to me. That's according to Biden's own intelligence assessments.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Americans seem eager to decorate for spooky season. At least that's according to a report from Home Depot, which said its early release of Halloween products promptly sold out. The early drop of the home improvement retailer's Halloween decor reportedly sold out almost immediately. However, no worries for those who didn't grab their decorations on the first pass. The company says its full assortment will be available for purchase in the coming weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.